It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. As we do each week, we're going to take a quick look at the conversations that we've had with our broadcast partners today and give you a prophetic perspective on each of those issues discussed. For example, when we talked with Colonel Bob McGinnis in snow-covered Washington, D.C., we talked about the missile shield that is going to be put in Romania. President Obama changing from the locations that the Bush administration wanted to put these shields in, for example, Poland and the Czech Republic, but instead, Romania will host the United States missile shield. But at the same time, we talked with Bob about how a missile shield was be rushed into the Persian Gulf for the protection of the Arab countries there against the threat by the Iranian nuclear capabilities that they look like they're moving very closely to. Well, there's so much we could talk about prophetically. When you talk about the states in the Gulf area, we're talking about an alignment of nations that will take on Israel at the end. Iran will play a key role in that. That would be Ezekiel chapter 38, Psalm chapter 83, if you're wondering who I am referring to. So there is a connection with the report Bob McGinnis gave us and what is going to happen prophetically when a scenario laid out in Bible prophecy does come to fulfillment. David Dolan, he was down under in Australia. We talked to him many, many subjects. In our conversation with him, we talked how Israel is training the Kurds. The Kurds are located in northern Iraq today, and they're a people that want a nation. They're a people, they have a legislative body, they have elected a president. The Kurdish people live in the eastern section of modern-day Turkey, northwestern section of Syria, and the northern part of Iraq. And that is the group of people that Saddam Hussein would have tried to annihilate during the time when he was in charge. They killed over 150,000 Kurds trying to wipe them out. Remember, the Kurds are not Arabs, and they're living in what is an Arab country. Very interesting verse found in Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 11. Jeremiah 50 and 51 are talking about the destruction of Babylon. Now, that destruction has not taken place yet. The prophecies of Jeremiah 50 and 51 have not been fulfilled. They will be fulfilled in the future. And, of course, Babylon is on the shores of the Euphrates River, 58 miles out of downtown Baghdad. So when you talk about biblical Babylon, you're talking about Iraq. This is so interesting because Jeremiah 51:11 says, I will raise up the spirit of the Medes to go against the Babylonians. Well, the Medes are the Kurds today. In the time of the Bible and all of those activities, the Medes and the Persians, of course, were what we know as modern-day Iran today, and the Medes, they were the Kurdistanish people of today. Scripture referring to these people. 9/11, we talked about the Israeli-Syrian war, the Golan Heights. I'll discuss that in just a few moments, so stay right here as we continue to take a look at the book. When I talked with Itamar Marcus, he brought to our attention Jesus is a Muslim, according to Palestinian television, that Jesus Christ is not truly the leader of the Christian world, and in fact, because he is a Muslim, that negates Christianity. Well, Islam is going to be wiped out according to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 2. They're the lowest common denominator in the alignment of nations that will come against Israel. We'll be able to give assurance when this prophecy is fulfilled. Jesus Christ is not a Muslim. He is the Son of God. That would go against Islam altogether because they say Allah never had a God. Very interesting conversation with Itamar Marcus. By the way, I'm going to feature him on our PT video. It'll be up next Wednesday on our website, prophecytoday.com. You'll be able to see some of the footage that he was talking about in our conversation. Dr. Rob Congdon reporting on Europe for us, and we talked about Berlusconi, who is the president of Italy, coming to Israel this week, saying his dream was to see Israel as a member of the European Union. And Rob had a great analysis. He said that this is Berlusconi's attempt to bring power from the European Union back to Rome. Ultimately, it will be in Rome. Revelation chapter 17. For the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, buried the Antichrist will be headquartered in Rome, Italy, the head of a false church, a mother-son cult that was started in Babylon some 4,500 years ago. That's a prophetic perspective on our conversations with our broadcast partners, but let's focus on the saber-rattling between Israel and Syria. Since the Six-Day War in 1967, Syria has been a major enemy of Israel. Israel at that time took control of the Golan Heights. They took it away from Syria. Actually, they were doing it for the purpose of setting up a buffer zone so that the Syrians could not fire down on the Sea of Galilee area, the city of Tiberias, and the other peoples that live in that very, very important part of the world. It's somewhat of a breadbasket of Israel and the entire world. And Syria had the high ground to kill any of the Jewish people below. Israel took it as a buffer zone. Since that time, Syria has wanted to retrieve the Golan Heights. Actually, the Golan Heights was given to Israel back many, many years ago, 3,500 years ago, the half-tribe of Manasseh, when the children of Israel were coming into the Promised Land. So much can be said about that, but look, Isaiah 17 says that Damascus is going to be taken away as a city. This prophecy has never been fulfilled. It's yet to be fulfilled. Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1 is the major prophecy there. Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 42, the king of the north. Now, defined earlier in Daniel 11, the king of the north is what we know as modern-day Syria. The king of the north will make their first move to come against Israel when the alignment of nations comes to attack the Jewish state. Syria will make the first move. Egypt will join with them in a coalition to go against Syria. Against Israel. Syria and Egypt will be defeated by the Antichrist, who usurps the victory from Jesus Christ and tells the Jews to put up their temple. This is all in Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45. The point I'm making, Syria makes the first move, and by the way, they have Syrian troops perched at Israel's northeastern border right now. The saber-rattling is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, and according to our conversations today, it looks quickly like everything is going to happen for what Bible scenario activity tells us will take place in the end times. Bible prophecy has to be fulfilled. But let me remind you, before Syria makes her first move, before the Antichrist even comes on the scene, there's going to be the rapture of the church. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet of God sounds, we're caught up to be with him. And everything we've talked about on this broadcast today indicates that could happen very soon. Having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...